بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الترهيم من المثلة بالحيوان ومن قتله لغير الأكل، وما جاء في الأمر بتحسين القتلة والذبحة. After discussing the chapter on the virtues of Qurbani, the next chapter deals with how should a person slaughter these animals, how should he treat them. So this chapter is a warning against mutilation, mutilating the animals, torturing them, killing animals for sport, and being kind to the animal, especially at the time of slaughtering it. And if there's a need to kill something, even to take the life of a human being in justice, then there is no torturing allowed in Islam. Comprehensive teaching of Islam. An Shaddad ibn Aus radiyallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inna Allah kataba al-ihsan ala kulli shay. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained kindness for everything. فَإِذَا قَلْتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَ. When you kill, then you must be kind in your killing. Meaning that in the justice system of Allah ta'ala, if someone has to receive capital punishment, then there will be no taunting, there will be no torturing also. You won't torture this person and do some weird and queer things to him. No. We, in the Islamic system, will just swiftly behead the person. In a split second, then his life is taken. There's no torturing. Even now they explain that with the Western methods of killing, they say that now we want to put him in the electric chair, or injection, or give him some medication. It has been proven this person suffers greatly with all of that. Great amount of suffering. So the best system is the Islamic system. One strike of the sword and the person is beheaded. Hanging also, how the person suffers when you hang. So you find all these systems are not Islamic systems. The Islamic system is one shot, person is beheaded, and his spinal cord is severed also. So in that, there is even ihsan on that person, that his life has to be taken. So there's no torturing in Islam. وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذِّبْحَ. And now when it comes to animals, you slaughter an animal, then you make sure you slaughter the animal well. And part of slaughtering the animal well is وَلْيُحِدَّ أَحَدُكُمْ شَفْرَةَ. Make sure you sharpen your knife correctly. Even this too, if you don't know how to sharpen, there are expert people that sharpen the knives. Not necessary to buy a new knife every year, but go to the experts so they can make it blade sharp. Don't let that animal go through any amount of suffering. It's like we using a saw on the neck of the animal. Animal is suffering. Many times it happens. And we see this every year. So make sure in advance now we employ the services of an expert sharpener. Get them to sharpen it. Even if you pay 100 rand, 200 rand, let them do it. Now we know the knife is very sharp. Then we can get it done properly. وَلْيُرِحْ ذَبِيحَتَهُ. And you should put the animal at ease. Make all the means to make that animal calm. Make the animal at ease. No shouting, no screaming. These animals, many of them come from the farm, from the open field, or from feedlots. But they're not used to the home environment. They're not kept as pets. So therefore, these animals, they will be very, very scared, especially sheep, goats, they are herd animals. When you keep them alone, you separate them from the rest of the flock, they become terrified. Sometimes the goats, you see, you actually feel them shivering and going through a stress and anxiety. These are very timid animals. So when dealing with these animals, even big animals like cattle too, you see that stress and then anxiety on those animals. So as much as possible, no screaming, we be gentle with those animals, don't drag them, don't hurt them, don't bash them around, we calm them down, make them feel at ease, don't taunt them, don't show them the knife, keep the knife away from them, and when we are ready to slaughter, then only we put them on the ground, and in a swift movement, without causing unnecessary discomfort to the animal, taking 10 minutes now to put the animal's head right, hold the legs, do this, do that, and starting again, no. It should be one swift movement. And also, no chances. A person that is slaughtering mustn't be a chancer. Many, many years ago, one person chanced to go and slaughter one cow and one bull. Even the owner got upset because the person was taking so long to slaughter that animal, causing the animal suffering. The whole crowd got upset watching that animal suffering like that. So it shouldn't be any chances. Person should well in advance be prepared, and then he should slaughter that animal very swiftly without causing any difficulty to the animal. Allah give us tawfiq.